Front month corn and soybeans fractionally lower, but deferred contracts are a little bit higher. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. December corn and November beans both about a quarter cent lower, but when you get into the later parts of the 26 contracts, you're looking at about quarter cent gains. We'll take a look at those numbers here very soon. Soybean futures rallied yesterday, carrying corn with it. Wheat finished mixed. The fireworks happened in the soybean market following President Trump's post on Truth Social that he will meet with Chinese President Xi in 4 weeks, and that soybeans will be a major topic of discussion. Traders know that a tweet doesn't mean a sale, but they are looking for any movement on the topic of soybean exports to China. Corn traders are still digesting the large number of stocks on hand as of September 1. Harvest activity and yield reports will likely trump most fundamentals during the time of year. The markets paid little attention to the U.S. government shutdown. If the closure starts to cause cancellations of USDA reports, traders will be forced to adjust. For wheat, Tuesday's small grain summary report added 58 million bushels to U.S. wheat production, pressuring the market once again. The Dow's down 35 points. European markets are mixed, and Asian markets are mixed as well. On the livestock side of things, there were a few dressed cattle sold in Nebraska yesterday at 360, but otherwise the cash cattle market has not seen any movement for the week. Weekly exports will not be released because of the U.S. government shutdown. We'll take a look at the numbers coming up next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Beck's, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Beck's, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit BecksHybrids.com.
On the overnight, December corn down a half at 416 even. March down a quarter cent at 432 and a half. November beans down three quarters at 1012 and a quarter. January down a half at 1030 and a half. Soy meal down 80 cents at 272.80. Soy oil up 16 cents at 50.58. Chicago wheat up a half. That's at 509 and three quarters. Kansas winter wheat up a half at 496 even. Kansas spring wheat down 7 cents at 535 and a quarter. Minneapolis spring wheat up 1 and 3 quarters at 558 and 3 quarters. Oats unchanged at 303 and 3 quarters. Saw double and triple digit losses in the cattle and triple digit losses in the hogs yesterday. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.